down the tackle there after 1 yard gain.
Yeah, good to see Jake Shoemaker getting in on tackles as well. He had his first game back last week, looking a lot more comfortable, but he still draws a lot of attention from opposing offensive linemen.
9 yards to go. The first down marker is at Pauwama Westphalia's 28-yard line, maybe the 27. Running back on either side of Nuremberg in the shotgun, one receiver wide each way. It's a handoff to Wolniakowski around the left side. He has the first down at the 30 and is rolling out to the 33-yard line. He started at the 18, out to the 33, a 15-yard pickup, first and 10 for the Pirates of PW.
Yeah, George Sutherland eventually chasing him down, but that's the guy that Pauwama Westphalia wants to and needs to get going if they want to get back on the scoreboard here in the second half. Ross Wolniakowski is their speed threat, and he is probably their most dangerous weapon on that offensive team.
2:45 left in the third quarter, 17-6. Harbor Beach still leads by 11. No score yet in the second half. Two receivers to the left. Now Simmons in motion to the left. He gets the pitch out to the left. He's down past the line of scrimmage, across the 35, down to the 37 on the far sideline. It's a gain of 4. Going to say he's down inbounds. Now a 2nd and 6 for PW.
George Sutherland again on the tackle for Harbor Beach.
Simmons on that last play. Pitch out to the left. He stands 6'5" above sea level. There's a big body out there. He's now lined up to the left as a receiver, and to the right is Fandell, William Fandell, 6'2" junior. Very tall receiving core here. It's a keeper for Nuremberg on 2nd and 6. He trips up at the first down marker, but he has it by a yard. A 7-yard pickup on the keeper for Nuremberg moves the chains again for PW. This time they're at the 44 of their own territory.
Eli Kraft making the tackle for Harbor Beach. Seeing how Ross Wolniakowski has gotten a couple big runs, he tends to draw the attention from the defense. Nuremberg puts the ball in Wolniakowski's hands and pulls it back out and gets a big run himself. So Wolniakowski opening up other options for Pauwama Westphalia right now on this drive.
Coming out of the shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to pass. Here comes the pressure. Harbor Beach wants a hold. Wide receiver wide open at the 20-yard line. Brought down at the 18 is number 88, Jordan Krause. A 5'11 senior brings in the huge reception and puts PW into Harbor Beach's red zone.
Yeah, Harbor Beach definitely wanted a hold on that play. Austin Ginther got into the backfield and couldn't get the offensive lineman's hands off his jersey. Not happy about it, but the officials missed it, and a great throw by Nuremberg. Don't take that away. And Krauts beats Devin Lemansky in coverage that time, but the throw was perfect. It might not have mattered.
A huge pickup there of 43 yards. Let's check our math there after that last one. First and 10 now for PW. Two wide each way. Nuremberg hands off to Rademacher right through the middle. Rumbles down to the 13-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5 on the play. Now 2nd and 5. PW's rolling.
Tackle made there by number 75, Josh Wan.
Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. All of a sudden, all momentum has swung to the PW sideline. 5 yards to go. First down marker is at Harbor Breach's 9-yard line. Receiver wide each way. To the left is Fandell. To the right is Simmons. Running back to either side, Rademacher and Wolniakowski. And it's this one's to Wolniakowski. He breaks free of the tackle in the backfield. Breaks free of two tackles. Now on his third effort is down in for the first down at the 4-yard line. A 9-yard gain, hard earned for Wolniakowski, the man with a bunch of touchdowns in his name, 25 in the season, almost at his 26th right there.
Devin Lemansky makes the tackle, but Jake Shoemaker had him in his arms, and he got free of that one. George Sutherland had him in his arms, and he got free of that one somehow. A great run by Wolniakowski.
He has 14 carries for 88 yards and 1 touchdown today. First and goal from the 4, and it's a handoff to Wolniakowski, who's actually stopped in the backfield for no gain. DJ Ridner and Eli Kraft all over that one from the get-go. as well as number 21, Devin Lemansky.
Yeah, don't leave Devin Lemansky out of there either. You can see they're starting to keep an eye on him. And this fourth, the end of this third quarter couldn't have came quick enough for Harbor Beach.
And that concludes three quarters in the books, with Harbor Beach still leading 17-6. But Pauwama Westphalia Pirates are knocking on the door and trying to take as much momentum as they can. The fourth quarter coming up, Harbor Beach 17, PW 6.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has over 4,000 new handguns, rifles, and shotguns in stock, including the new Savage Browning and H&R slug guns. Find a fantastic selection of muzzleloaders, including the new Traditions, Thompson, and CVA muzzleloaders. Randy's can drill and tap your gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes, and mention this ad for $50 off a cedar blind. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuttyback, tree stands, range finders, binoculars, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. See more on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com, or call 989-269-GUNS, 269-GUNS.
Second and goal for PW at Harbor Beach's 4-yard line. And it's a pro set. It's a keeper for Nuremberg. He's trying to get down to the end zone, and it's actually fumbled at the end. But they say forward progress had him stop the 3-yard line before the fumble, before the strip by Eli Kraft. So it's a 1-yard gain for Nuremberg. Brings up a third and goal. Mike Meisner, what's the feel from the Harbor Beach sideline?
Well, Eli Kraft was about ready to take that ball to the house. He was irate when they called it a forward progress stop and the whistle blown. Tough play. He's just trying to make a play on the ball. But Harbor Beach's biggest issue now is tackling. Wama Westphalia's offensive line is creating holes, which they're not stopping, and it's like they were in the first half. But they're also not tackling. The linebackers are getting through. They're just not making tackles on the running backs. So they got to do a better job of tackling.
And Nuremberg completes the pass to number 4, Fandel, for the touchdown. From 3 yards out for the score, it's now PW 12, Harbor Beach 17, as the PW Pirates are starting to get these things fired up here. They're within 5.
Yeah, and a quick slant route there. One-on-one coverage with Travis Essemaker. Just not a lot you can do. You got to take away the fade route. You got to try and take away the slant route. You kind of got to gamble a little bit, and a good play call there by Pauwama Westphalia. And here we go, Mr. Meisner. Here's that odd 5-point situation that we were talking about there in. They're forcing him to go for 2.
And Nuremberg on the keeper, trying to go around the right end. He gets in, standing up. And now we have ourselves a 3-point game. It's Harbor Beach 17, Pauwama Westphalia firing with 14 with 11:09 left in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature
Bank. I tell you what,
this is Janelle Kirsch.
It sucks
investing
that they had to blow
the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area business, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
.09 left in the fourth quarter. We have a 3-point game. Harbor Beach still leading 17-14. But BW has scored 14 unanswered points. And that last drive, a big one. Completion to number 4, William Fandel, from 4 yards out. It's a squib kick down to the 28-yard line, picked up by Josh Shelke, and he is leveled at the 35 by number 80 of PW, Adam Chartran, the tight end and linebacker, also on special teams at 6'2".
Shelke did a good job of holding onto the ball during that big hit. Little miscommunication on the man in front of him. I missed the number. I think he thought that he was going to pick up that block for him and he was going to go around him, but instead, number 80 got a free shot. Chartrand got a free shot on Shelke.
First and 10 now, two wide to the left, one to the right. Kraft in the shotgun, going to keep it for himself around the right end. He's down to the 38